Mark McGwire last night sat down with Bob Costas on the MLB Network and talked about steroids.
I started using it the winter of 93-94, going in that season.
Baseball slugger Mark McGwire finally admitting to the world that he took steroids, including during the historic 1998 season when he broke Roger Maris's record for most home runs in a single season. Mark Kreidler joins us, sports columnist and author of the book Six Good Innings, on the line from California. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
You know, this has been a battle that Mark McGwire apparently has been having with himself, whether to come clean or not. Up till now, he's been completely tight-lipped on the subject of steroids. But it's also been a battle between sports writers such as yourself and Mark McGwire. People have been trying to get him to come clean for quite a while. How does this make him look? What's the score in this battle at this point? Should we feel sorry for Mark McGwire?
I don't think anyone needs to feel pity for McGwire other than, you know, maybe just on a real human level. It's clear that, if you look at what happened after he played, he basically went into seclusion. And he's one of the few people in this entire conversation about whom I think, at least I legitimately feel, that he felt shame because of the way he withdrew from baseball after he was finished playing. I don't think anyone needs to pity him. And I really do wonder, look, he's talking now because he's about to return to the game as a hitting coach for the Cardinals. His longtime manager, Tony La Russa, who's really more of a second father to him, basically, I think, prevailed upon him. Look, you have to speak. You have to address this issue. And so I don't question the legitimacy of what he's saying, but in terms of the timing, and I think that it's entirely possible, were it not for this turn of events and his old manager saying it's time to come back to the game, were it not for those things, I don't think we'd ever heard from Mark McGwire.
Well, it's an emotional moment, but the money certainly is driving it here. And it also seems the fact that McGwire was on the MLB Network last night, that there's some interest in all of baseball to resurrect the reputation of Mark McGwire in some sense. Is that what you see happening here?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm very curious to see how this plays out. There was a extremely curious story last week from Tony La Russa, and he might have just been talking off the cuff, but He talked about the possibility this season of, you know, because Mark McGwire will be on the team as a hitting coach, of actually having McGwire back in a game as a pinch hitter or pinch hitting for the Cardinals down the stretch if they're in a pennant race. Well, if you read between the lines, anytime a player goes back and becomes an active player, it actually puts his Hall of Fame candidacy back on hold.
So it increases the eligibility time, and the votes McGwire has been getting in his Hall of Fame votes has been 25% or even less.
John, yeah, it freezes the window. And I just thought it was very curious. So if he were to play, there would be another five-year waiting period before he would be voted again. And I think that might be sort of a backdoor way of trying to freeze his candidacy long enough for some of his reputation to be restored.
Mark Kreidler, is Mark McGwire looking at the A-Rod model and seeing that he came clean and there were benefits to him, and then looking at the Roger Clemens model where he's going to fight this to the bitter end?
Yeah, there's Mark McGwire on one side and there's Clemens and Barry Bonds on the other. McGwire decided that A-Rod's model works, and it certainly does, ask Andy Pettit.
Right.
Coming clean in America is almost always a good thing.
Mark Kreidler, sports columnist and author of the book Six Good Innings. We're talking about Mark McGwire's public revelation last night. He used steroids starting in 1993. Thank you, Mark.